godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
If you're being governed by the carnal or the natural mind, don't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to make sense. It's nonsense. That's why the enemy fears you. You don't have to be, you know, a weightlifter. You don't have to be so tall, this. You don't have to fit a certain image. No, you're saved. You got the Holy Spirit in you. You got the power of God in you. The enemy don't want you to know that. He knows he can't stand toe-to-toe against you. He can't block you if you know who you are. If you open your mouth, tell somebody, when I open my mouth. Tell somebody, you better say something. Amen. When you find the enemy messing with your children, say something. Messing with your finances, say something. You'd be surprised. I remember once early on in my walk with the Lord, this, I know now what it was, but it was a spirit that was troubling me. I hadn't been saved very long. And I was driving a bakery truck, and I'd stop at each stop, and I'd just be heavy. And I mean, it was just like, you know, just trying to drive me into the ground, stop me before I got started. And one day while sitting behind, I pulled up at one of these stops in the alley there to go in, and I was just sitting there. And then I heard this voice, and it was an evil voice, but it was separated from me. And I heard the Spirit of God say, rebuke it. And I said, I rebuke you, you evil spirit. And right as I said that, something lifted up off of me. I said, okay. See, I didn't know. And so the enemy would just ride me until the Lord said, no, rebuke it. He first separated it from me because I didn't know whether it was just me. But I realized now it wasn't me. It's the enemy disguised as me. And when I rebuked it and meant it, it left. It's been on ever since. You understand what I mean? The fight has been on ever since. Amen. When you recognize your authority, he has no authority. He has power because people give it to him. But he has no authority. God hasn't given him authority. He's a usurper, a perpetrator, a criminal, illegal. Amen. So let me get to this, because it's important that we understand the will of God is simply this, on earth as it is in heaven. And in this reset, it's not by power nor by might, but it's going to be by his Spirit that he raises up his body and resets his body. What's free to operate in heaven? How many would say there's joy in heaven? How many say that there's no violence or confusion in heaven? There'd be peace in heaven, wouldn't it? Come on, how about health? How about wholeness? How about love? How about grace? How about all that good stuff? Tell somebody, God is only good. Well, if that's free to operate in heaven, and we pray thy kingdom come, and thy will that's being done in heaven be done on the earth, well, what should be free to operate here on the earth? Sickness ought not be free to operate, right? How about disease? How about pandemics? Come on, somebody. How about spiritual bondage? How about sin? None of that stuff is operating in heaven. But we pray it all the time, thy kingdom come. Well, when you say that, you are declaring war on something. You are declaring authority over something. So don't just say it, amen, because it's the Lord's Prayer. No, say it and mean it. And be the conduit for it to flow through. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Everywhere the sole of your feet tread, amen, there ought to be some liberation. There ought to be some light shining. There ought to be some deliverance. There ought to be some breakthrough. There ought to be some grace. There ought to be some lives changed. Help me, Holy Ghost. I see now. Some have just settled. It should not be free. Now, we can't control people, but you can control your domain and your sphere of influence as a child of God. Amen? We are here like Jesus was here. He was here to destroy the works of the devil. And he left us here to destroy the works of the devil. I want to encourage some in prayer, stop begging God. You're not a beggar. You're a son. You're a covenant child. God doesn't want you. You don't have to beg God. He says, ask. Peter asked, if it be you, bid me come to you. That's all he asked. That's why Jesus had to help him coming back. That's all he asked. Many times you have not because you ask not. Sometimes, see, like the condition the disciples were in when they wanted to make him king, sometimes you ask, but you ask amiss. You ask it to consume it upon your lust. Your heart's got to be right. God, how many of God will give you desires that are in your heart if your heart is right? Amen. I say God will give you desires in your heart. Now, people will think you're greedy. People will think that. People will always think something. Tell somebody thinking something about you right now. So that doesn't determine. It should not determine how you operate. Amen. See, so many are just, you know, they're men pleasers. And they allow people to hem them in. But God wants some forerunners. God wants some people to break out of the pack. Come on, I said God wants some people to break out of the pack. He wants some leaders. His eyes are going to and fro on the earth in search of hearts that are perfect toward him. Not perfect, but perfect toward him. That believe, that trust him. That aren't saying, if that be you, Lord. No, but they're saying, Lord, I know that's you. Amen. My sheep know my voice. Amen. I know that's you, Lord, that he might show himself mighty in their behalf. Amen. Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2. A couple of my, if I have favorite verses, these will be two of them. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies living sacrifices. Your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There we have it. The renew. Come on. Be transformed. What? So God has to deal with the mind. You got the goods. Sometimes the mind needs a tune-up. That there needs to be a renewing of faith in the mind. The will, the emotions, the thoughts, the intentions of the mind. So our responsibility is to demonstrate that the reality that exists in heaven can be manifested right here and right now. Anybody up for the challenge? I still kind of sad. I said, anybody up for the challenge? Anybody really up for the challenge? To make your boast in the Lord. To see, let God show up and show out. Trust God. Depend on God. Put your faith in the Lord. Amen. We believe and we display. Now here, I love this in Matthew 8:13. The Lord is speaking to a centurion. And he says, as you have believed, so be it unto you. All right? So it's in measures. It's measured out. It's not just a ballpark No, God says to each one of us, as you have believed. Some may believe for 30-fold. It's okay. The Lord said to Peter, he didn't commend him. He said, oh, ye of little faith. Some may believe for 60-fold. That's okay. But some may believe for 100-fold. I have a declaration I make, and I use 1,000-fold. It's in the Old Testament. I use 1,000-fold. Amen. 1,000-fold. God does things exponentially. And why do I make that declaration and that decree? To renew my mind to it. To get my mind on that level to be able to believe for something like that. So we believe and we display. Our primary mission goes back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. Is that right? Is that right? Tell somebody, God has never wavered. He hadn't changed his mind. He's not going to shortchange you. This is his mandate, his standard. God has never wavered. We are called to extend his kingdom in this earth realm. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he was manifested. You can see this. Christ was manifested in the flesh. God Emmanuel, God with us, to destroy the works of the devil, to break the limitations of the devil, to go through death and defeat death, hell, and the grave. Amen. And all the curses involved with it. That's what he came for, and he utterly defeated it. He utterly destroyed it. He utterly freed us from it. We are not limited by it anymore. So it's time you start believing that Lord's Prayer. Yes, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Tell somebody, only believe. Sometimes we complicate things when it's really simple. Just believe. Sometimes we're top heavy with knowledge, puffed up, Hebrew and the Greek, the Pentateuch, you know, the Apocrypha, you know, Josephus, you know, it's all there. But get through all that and just believe. Just believe. So, the battle that we're waging today is in our mind. It's in our mind. The mind is the gatekeeper of the supernatural. Everything God's already done, the mind is the gatekeeper. The mind. Our mind, tell somebody, my mind and your mind must be transformed. We read that in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be not conformed. Now remember, Peter and the disciples were being conformed to something. They wanted to make him king. That was all messed up. That was not what Jesus had spent all that time teaching them and training them and working miracles and showing them. And suddenly they're conformed. So they had to go through all this stuff to get back to that posture of worship. Truly, thou art the Son of God.
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda.
An agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thanks for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.